Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on your new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right, Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. I used to walk in the shade.
Everybody know your lines, places. You know your marks. Get on your marks. You know your lines. We rehearsed this. Let's get ready.
I'm afraid.
This is it.
This
real
is
thing.
Over.
Where you talking about the time that girl, the girl. Okay. Oh, stop it right there. Stop it. All right. You know. You know,
oh my
that
God.
On my list of songs I absolutely cannot stand, that's in the top three.
I know.
That is just the best.
I know.
Limey, you will see me in the private conference area immediately following the show. You and I will have a meeting. And now we continue with the introduction to our show.
Oh my God.
I'm guessing it wasn't just Limey that did that. Someone else.
I had no clue.
Had a hand in it.
I had no idea.
All Limey.
It was all him.
Yeah, sure was.
Get the right guy.
Let me start by saying that Tim Woodburn will have, as soon as it's available, an update on Jay Bomeister's condition. I think about 3:30. Tim, is that correct?
Doug Armstrong is going to address the media live, and I'm going to monitor that, and I'll break in with you as soon as something's announced.
Okay. I do realize that even though there aren't as many hockey fans as there are baseball fans, those who are passionate and extremely loyal, and it's a big story. Do they know what to call it yet? Have they said?
They're calling it a cardiac incident.
Which means they don't know what to call it yet.
Right. This is the third time this has happened in the NHL in the last 8 years. It happened to Rich Peverly of the Dallas Stars. It happened to Yuri Fisher of the Detroit Red Wings. And when it happened to Yuri Fisher, he did it on the middle of the bench, and they were sitting there pounding on his chest with a defibrillator right there on the bench. And neither of those two players ever played a game in the NHL again. So I don't know what to call this. That he's alert, he's conscious, he's able to move his extremities. You know, I initially right. suspected heart attack or stroke. But when they say cardiac event, I think that has, you know, I assume that their initial diagnosis was something to do with his heart.
Yeah, but it's so vague that right. it could be. I'm not kidding. Almost nothing,
or out of rhythm,
real,
or something,
or could be an arrhythmia, or it could be a really serious thing. So I guess we'll find out more. I would think by now they had him overnight. They'll know something by a few minutes. We'll find out. We'll find out when we find out.
And it's the dad's trip too. So all the dads are on the trip.
Well, his dad was in the ambulance with him.
Yeah, his dad's with him, which is good.
Yeah, they were all wearing, I thought it was pretty cool, the jersey numbers of their sons who played. And so we'll find out more later. Good, welcome, everybody. We I hate to start things off on a down note, but sometimes you have to update people because we're in the business of professional information and entertainment, and that's our job, and we see that we have an obligation to people. It is the 12th of February, which means it's two things. It is actually Abe Lincoln's birthday, even though we do that, you know, that goofy President's Day thing as a an all-inclusive thing. So it is that. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Now, I said I don't want to start on a down note. The predicted low for tomorrow night is 5 degrees. So, yeah, we are going to tell the coldest igloo joke today. And tomorrow we're going to tell the snowmobile joke and get the two cold weather jokes out of the way. So, you know, here's the deal with St. Louis. 5 degrees tomorrow night, and then Monday, maybe 60.
Yeah.
So crazy. A swing of 55 degrees in just a few days. But we've had bigger swings over shorter periods of time over the years. So, hey, this is the time where you have two different sets of clothes ready. You have the I'm headed for the ski slopes of Colorado, parka, hood, gloves, those clothes ready. And then almost a short-sleeve shirt, maybe, by Monday, depending on how cold-natured you are. So that is that. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us. And we have a thing called the Burke segment. It goes a little something like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Silence. That was a little bit of a concerning pause there.
I have something. We have Guy on the phone.
I don't see his name on my screen.
Well, I haven't had a chance to put it up there yet, but Guy will be part of our team coverage. But he has some information right now going on live as we speak, a police chase.
My goodness, let's get him on here immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Guy. Guy, welcome to 590 The Fan. What in the world is going on?
Northbound on Route 3, right south of Highway 70. A green Suburban is being chased by about 10 police cars.
That must be a bad person in that vehicle.
So, I mean, they just flew past me, and like I said, about 10 police cars chasing after it. A couple were kind of lagging behind, but, yeah, they're after the guy for some reason.
Is there anything more? Go ahead.
The guy passed me, I could see him. He's a white older man driving this green Suburban. It looked like it was maybe a late 80s, early 90s Suburban.
Yeah. Well, good luck to that guy. I don't think he has much of a chance. But
good luck.
And again, where is this exactly?
It's on Route 3, headed northbound, right south of Highway 70. So it'd be like in the Granite City area right there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis area.
Right. Well, Guy, we appreciate that update. Thank you. Thank you for being part of our team coverage.
Yes.
And this is Guy from the Big Truck for 590 The Fan news coverage.
Listen to this guy.
Very well done, Guy.
Thank you.
What a professional.
That was a contribution and an audition at the same time. Let's go to Dave. I see Dave is on the phone. I haven't given the numbers out, so this must also be something fairly important. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hello, gang. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Dave.
Frank, I emailed you a couple weeks ago to tell you that I was going to have a comprehensive eye exam at Britain Vision.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did do that.
I did that today, and I got to tell you, I am so impressed. They are amazing.
Yeah, well, see, when I say it, sometimes I think people think, it's a sponsor. And I love it when people like you call to confirm that I'm not exaggerating. You know.
No, I was so impressed. I mean, everybody there is so professional. I knew I wasn't going to have any kind of surgery done because I had LASIK years ago. I just wanted to have a really good eye exam, and that's what I got. And I have a problem with dry eyes, and they helped me out with that. It's just they didn't try and she said, you could have lens replacement like you had. She said, but there's no reason to because you're going to need cataract surgery in one of your eyes. And there's no reason to spend money when you don't have to, when you can have it done with your insurance. And I thought that was so...
Yeah, don't you love that? And they told my wife the same thing. My wife had that ocular analysis, and we paid for it. I just want people to think, oh, you only got it for nothing. No, paid $120 like anybody else. And they said to her vision is not bad enough to warrant any surgery. She's like 24. 40 or 60, and they just said, you know what, there's no reason to do this now. And then same thing. They said, wait a few years, we'll take another look. No, I always appreciate that when people do that.
I was so impressed that no one tried to talk me into, you know, an expensive surgery that I really didn't need to have. And I just wanted to let you know that, and I made sure that they knew that I'm AM and a PM. And yeah, I've emailed you a few times. You probably know me better as Meatnik.
No, I don't, but thank you for reminding me of that.
I've emailed you. Got me.
I get a lot of email, and I don't recognize Meatnik. But I've seen that before.
Yeah,
but let me ask you, Dave. Let me ask you on behalf of everybody else listening, because people are real weird about their eyes. Did any part of that 90-minute thorough analysis hurt?
No.
Of course not.
No.
And have you ever in your life had your eyes examined that thoroughly?
No, I haven't. And that's why I wanted to go there, because I just feel like anybody, you know, you can go to just about any, an optometrist or whatever, but it's just not as thorough. And it was amazing. And the thing that was really cool about it was with my dry eye, they put these things in my eyes, they're called punctal plugs.
Yeah, they're lacrimal plugs, and what they do is they plug your punctum. Punctum is the plural for the tear ducts, and the tear ducts are the drainage holes in your eyes. And if you don't mind, I'm going to help people understand this. When people have dry eye, sometimes it's because the tear ducts are overly active. People refer to tear ducts as producing tears. No, those are the glands. The ducts are the drainage holes. And if they're overactive or too big, it sucks the moisture out of your eye. So these lacrimal plugs invented by Dr. Robert Herrick. You see, I'm practically an ophthalmologist. These
yes,
plugs,
you are.
I met Robert Herrick. I went to his office, flew out just to see him when I had my very serious chronic pain that we thought was from dry eye. So these plugs are literally, they're tiny little plugs they push in and insert into your punctum to sort of partially close up your tear ducts so that they're not sucking all the moisture out of your eyes. I know them well. I've had them put in many times.
Yeah. And what here's the amazing thing about that.
Easy. Damn. That's all right, Dave. You're the only human. Go ahead.
These are temporary, and they told me that I can have permanent ones put in, and they told me the cost. But she also told me, you can come back whenever you want, and we'll put in temporaries for free. There's no charge.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the temporaries are collagen, and they dissolve over time,
if
I remember. Yeah.
She said they normally last up to about 3 months. But I just wanted to let you know that I was so impressed. I mean, just the nicest people and the neatest environment. And now I know what Dan means about how well they treat you. I ask you if you want anything to eat, drink. Yeah, it was great. So I'm glad that you speak for them, because it's a great outfit.
You don't know how much I appreciate this call that I didn't know was coming, that we didn't plan, and makes it even better. And you've just helped me do the commercial I was going to do in the 5 o'clock hour, but we're going to go with this instead, and I'll just finish it off after you hang up.
All right. Well, take care, gang.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Well, we don't have.
I think John wanted to say something too about Drinton.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Limey, I hope you're capturing all this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to make this what I would have done in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's go to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to hear.
All right. So my story about Jason Britton, I saw him last year about January, and I'm one of a very few cases that got to 20/10 vision. Now, it's not the cheapest place around. You know, you can go spend $1,000 and have some doc in the box that flies in and does 20 procedures in a day. But he lives in the community. He knows what he's doing. He's got the best equipment, the best looking office girls, the best looking office. And the outcome was unbelievable. I mean, literally unbelievable. I can read the smallest line on the chart.
Let me tell people who don't understand what that means. 20/10, and folks, don't for a minute expect your results to be 20/10. 20/10 is better than perfect vision. It's like eagle vision. Okay, 20/20 is considered perfect. John here has the vision of an eagle. Oh my goodness, I can't imagine being able to see things that clearly that far away. But that's not the norm. You're very lucky that they were able to get you there.
Correct. And, you know, it's not just the vision you gain, but the world looks different. I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but the clarity changes the way you perceive things. You know, the colors are more vivid. Everything is clearer, you know. So
the way I tried to explain it when I had my lenses replaced was I never, well, at least not for many, many years, had seen what white really looks like or blue or red, because over the years it had faded on me to the point I didn't even realize that I was missing all that rich color and how white things could be. And then all of a sudden, boom, it stuns you how incredible the color in the world is and how white is.
My girlfriend Sandy is getting used to not wearing glasses, and it's very strange for her. She said you feel like if you forgot your watch, if you wear a watch every day, it's like you forgot something.
Well, for months I reached over by my bed, because the first thing I did was get my glasses, and I would automatically reach over, and I thought, oh, wait a second, I don't need to do that. I don't need my... John, congratulations, man. That's just great. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're speaking for the right guy. You know, this is not just a sales pitch. This is as real as it gets. So I appreciate it. Love your show, and have a great day.
I love you, too, and not in a sexual way. Thank you. Well, let me do this. I was going to do it later, but John and was it Dave? I can't do much better than what they've already done. So here's the message, folks. If you think it's worth $120, and if you don't, there may be something wrong with you. $120 and 90 minutes of your time to get the most thorough eye exam you've ever had in your life and be in the very capable hands of the folks at Brenton Vision, headed by Dr. Jason Brenton, then you need to make an appointment. And you'll find out all kinds of things that you probably never found out before about what you are and are not a candidate for. And the rest they've already said. Brenton Vision, 314-375-2020. You spell it Brinton. Just go to their website, BrentonVision.com. So, wow, that was unexpected.
It was very unexpected.
Out of nowhere. As long as we're taking calls before we get to the Burke segment, who was going to speak in the Burke segment? Was that you, Dan?
No, I don't think. Oh, no, I said Dave was on the phone. That's what I was talking about.
Let's just close the – nobody has anything. Let's close the Burke segment. Take phone calls. Burke segment's first. Rarely do we have a non-contribution day, but we have one today. So Brian is next, I guess. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. Is this the Brian? I'm guessing it is.
No, it's not. It's you can call me the Brian, but I'm Brian.
Oh, no, we take all Brian. We take all Brian's, Deborah's, all Susan's, all Jimmy's, whatever. What's going on, Brian?
AM and a PM, first of all.
That is good to hear.
Now, Frank, I'm one of them guys that was afraid to go to the dentist for years. I bet it was 20 years before I went, but about 3 months ago, I finally went to Palace.
Oh, my goodness. Meantime, what is going on today? This is like this is the best day of my life. Unsolicited testimonials. Go ahead. 3 months ago, you went to Palace Dental Care.
And they treated me good, and I've done everything I needed to do. Now I'm just waiting on my teeth. Got four teeth I got to get replaced. Long story short, my wife went Monday, and she's sitting in a chair, and of course, first thing they say, where did you hear about us? She goes, well, that's a funny story. She goes, I get my butt chewed every time I call, anytime I call my husband from 3 to 6 because he's listening to the Frank Opinion Show, so there you go.
Nice.
Which tells me, Brian, your wife does not listen.
Hey. Only time she listens is if I make her listen.
Hey, Brian. Hey.
Hear that, folks? When he makes her listen.
That's right. I think she's my wife, by gosh.
Uh-huh. Limey missed it anyway. It was kind of buried in there, but he did say anyway. Yes, he did.
Anyway.
All right. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Now we're back on track. So, Brian, here's what concerns me a little bit. Your wife is tasting the fruits of this show without doing the work and tilling the soil. You know, she's not AM and the PM yet because of you. She's hanging, riding on your coattails and leeching off of your knowledge of things like ballast dental care that you obtained by listening to this show. This somehow doesn't seem right. She should not be allowed. It's like going to the country club and you're not a member, you're somebody's guest, but you just keep being a guest and you never join. How can we get her to listen, and why doesn't she listen unless you tell her to?
I think it's her. It's her work period. She just can't quite listen when she works.
Let me explain to you what it is. It's because she's your wife, and anything she can do to help make you miserable and unhappy, she will. And she knows that by not listening, that aggravates you. So that right there is reason enough to not listen, but she's missing out. We have to fix this. We got to find a way, Brian, to fix it. So go to work on it and call us with a progress report if you can get her to at some point listen voluntarily without you doing your husbandly duties of telling her what to do. Let us know if that happens, okay?
All right. Well, you know I'm dedicated. I'm a truck driver, and I turn on the app at 3, and I listen to you till you're done. So,
oh, my goodness. This is like the best day. This is the best day I've had in a long time. Promoting the app, promoting Ballast Dental Care, promoting Britain Vision. Brian, I need like 300,000 listeners just like you. Thank you so much for the call.
Yes, sir. I'll be in New Orleans tomorrow listening to you, so there you go.
We'll be here. So how about
this? Hey, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
How about this?
Well, there you go.
These wives, they're on a mission. They're on I'm sorry, honey, what show is it you like? Okay, well, I'll never listen to that then.
Yeah.
That's how they operate. Because they can't stand it if you're just real happy all the time. They got to find little holes to poke in that happiness.
Ways to nag at you.
Well, you don't even know yet. You're not married. And I might add, Limey, I found an article. Hang on. I think I saved it. Would you consider your – I don't know if you would put yourself in this category, but let me find this. It's about – see, here we go. Here we go right here. It says, the majority of births to millennials are to unmarried women. That would be your case.
Yep.
Okay. According to a 2018 study by Cigna, is that like a health insurance company?
Yeah, I think that is. Yeah, my
It says single parents are the loneliest of Americans. This saddened me when I read this.
Oh, okay.
You're a single parent. According to this, you and people like you are the loneliest people in the country. That's I think that's a bit of an overstatement.
That
I think
might be a bit. I mean, you know, look at the people I work with and look at the job that I have right now. You know, 3 hours. That's at least 3 hours of social interaction throughout the day.
How can you be lonely? You have us.
Exactly.
And you have her. You live with her still, right?
Right.
I'm guessing. So, see, I think they're talking about single parents who don't have any relationship with the other parent.
They're probably talking about, like, you know, the single mothers that are at home when it's just them all day. Because that's got to be tough.
But see, they didn't say single mothers. They said single parents. Here, as long as I'm on this, let me read a couple other things that are interesting and maybe disturbing. And Tim, you feel free anytime you want to break in with an update. I understand.
That's what Tim is focusing on right now.
And we have Steve on the phone, too.
Well, I'll put a hold on the rest of this article because listeners come first. This is our motto here. We never talk about our motto. Our motto, listeners come first, except for advertisers. That's our motto. So let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM in the PM.
That's why you're fine.
Hey,
what's
I want to keep your theme going here, I want to tell you about my Window World experience.
Oh, my goodness. This is like Christmas.
Now, hang on
a
second.
Like Christmas.
Hang on a second. In an official capacity, is this going to count as the Window World?
Yes, okay. Absolutely, because I'm supposed to do it next. Let's let Steve do half of it for me. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, well, it's been a couple of years. I actually went and did a I called them up for some windows, and I had all my windows replaced. I think I had 14 windows replaced, and my patio door, all vinyl, double-hung windows. And I knew I needed – you know, a lot of people don't know that – I mean, you advertise it, but some people just think they do windows. But I actually – the sales guy that came out and sat with me was really nice. I told him – you know, I asked him about siding. I needed gutters, fascias, soffits. And before he left, he spent all the time with me. They worked me such a good deal. I had him do windows, gutters, siding, fascias, soffits, everything.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day.
The reason I don't talk about it, they don't ever really tell me to talk about that stuff because the name of the place is Window World, and I actually think maybe at some point it should be Window World and More or Window World Plus, because you're right. They do all those other things you mentioned.
Absolutely. They do it well. I mean, they sent a group of four guys out. They did all of my windows in a day, cleaned up. They had a separate crew come out to do the siding, and I believe the same crew did. They had a different crew come out and do the gutters, and they were just nice as can be, and they did a wonderful job. And it's I don't know how these other companies, you know, $800 windows, it blows
no,
my mind.
No, I don't either. I don't either. And let me ask you a question. When you say gutters, did you just have new gutters put on, or did you have a gutter, like, protection thing to keep the stuff out?
No, my house, they put all new gutters on my house. I didn't have faces and soffits, so they did all of that. And it was such a great price. I mean, I asked them to find out what it would be to do all of it at once, and it was just amazing to me what they did all that for, and they just did a tremendous job.
There's a reason for my next question. Do you have anything on the gutters, a protective product to keep the crap from collecting in there?
No, I don't. I used to have this little mesh stuff in there.
No, they're horrible. Horrible. Let me make a suggestion to you, and this is a free, I don't get paid for this. I've been in my house for 34 years. I have had at least four different gutter products, that screen mesh crap that leaves actually like to get caught in more than they like to get clogged in the gutter. That didn't work. I had a couple other crappy products, and then several years ago, and it's been a few years, it's been maybe 7 years, I had gutter helmet put on. This is the greatest gutter product of any, I mean, not even close. The others were crap. This actually works. So, little pricey. I remember that part. But gutter helmet, if you're ever interested, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I will check into that. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to call them to see if, I'm going to call Window World to see if they actually offer anything over it. I never.
Well, if Window World has a product like that, I'm sure it's a fine product too. But when I did this with, I didn't have any relationship with Window World. I wouldn't even have known to ask them about that. All right, man. Hey, thank you for another great call. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, let me go ahead and wrap up the Window World commercial.
All right, there we go.
That'll be taken
care
of.
It's been a productive hour.
And it's been a very productive. As you probably know, folks, Window World is the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. If you want to know more about the windows and all that other stuff, gutters and entry door that Steve was so excited about, then just go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com. And please remember, too, that when you do tell them your AM and the PM, you help solidify and lock in future participation from them in this show. And remember, Dr. Doug comes in today. He's sponsored by Window World. Yesterday it was Dan Buffa, Window World. Monday, Josh Bauman, Window World. Every day, Bill Cleveland, Window World. Window World, Window World. They do a lot for this show, so let's do a lot for them by at least giving them a shot at your business if you're AM in the PM. Okay, we close the Burke segment. I have,
Frank, I just listened to Doug Armstrong's comments if you wanted an update real quick.
Okay, sure, sure.
Well, he said that, in his words, that Bomeister's recovery looks very positive. He has not commented on exactly what happened. They are still calling it a cardiac episode. He did confirm that Bomeister was unconscious as he fell in front of the bench, and that they had to use a defibrillator to revive him next to the bench last night. He also indicated that he contacted Bomeister's wife, who was not watching the game, and he is the one that had to inform her what happened. Alex Pietrangelo then took the stage and said that he and his dad also went over to be with Bomeister and his dad, and that Bomeister was alert and conscious enough that Pietrangelo was able to coordinate a FaceTime exchange with Bomeister and the rest of the players, who were able to communicate with him and talk to him. So he was talking and communicating last night with the players as he sat in the hospital bed.
See, this is where technology is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't that great?
And he said that he was in good spirits. Armstrong did call for the media to respect his medical privacy and said that no players or coaches starting tomorrow will answer anything other than hockey-related questions, and that any further comment from the Blues about his medical condition will come from Armstrong and Armstrong only. So he kind of dropped the hammer on terms of media probing and stuff like that. But
smart,
The words that he used, though, the fact that he said looks very positive, and the fact that he was communicating with his teammates within 2 hours after having an unconscious event, really amazes me that was able to happen that quickly. But, everything he said was overwhelmingly positive with regard to Bomeister's condition and his chances for recovery.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that update. Tim Woodburn, head of research, former hockey announcer, and so many other things. We won't start the whole list of nighttime cook at Denny's and all. We'll save that for later. So there's your update, folks. Now, I have only married guys will get what I'm about to say. I don't think Tim will really be able to relate to it. I'm not even sure that Limey will, even though he lives with Theo's mom. Dan probably will. My wife has a lot of rituals that she does to get ready. And I said before, I don't have any idea why women need so many little jars and bottles of stuff and tubes. It's like little tiny little jars of, I don't know what it is, and powders and brushes and eyeliners and just gobs of stuff. And every night, and not late at night either, last night, for example, I said, hey, let's watch a couple more, episodes of Schitt's Creek. She goes, okay, but I have to wash my face. Here's where it gets interesting. When a woman washes her face, when I wash my face, I take a rag and I run it, put it under some nice, warm, hot water, just, ooh, nice and warm, almost just hot enough, and I put up my face, and I wipe my face, okay? I don't even really usually take soap to my face unless I'm in the shower. I wash my face. That's it. When women wash their face, it's like a 9-stage deal, because first of all, in the course of the day, they put a bunch of different stuff on their face. First of all, my wife has, like, I don't know, 19 different kind of lip gloss, balms, chapstick, lipstick, whatever they are. And then they put in the morning some sort of a hydrating, moisturizing, whatever buzzword marketing thing is on the tube. So they do that. And then they do an exfoliating thing and some other stuff. I don't know. So when they say I got to wash my face, they then have to remove this stuff, and you can't just do it by doing what we consider to be washing your face. They have specific cleansing products like soap. Ooh, oh, you don't wash your face if you're a woman with just like soap. Why? That's harsh. You have to have a gentle remover of some kind, like a. You've all heard of vanishing cream. That's an old term.
For,
I don't even know if they still call it that anymore. But I remember vanishing. What the heck is that? That makes what vanish? It certainly doesn't make your wife vanish, or I'd get a truckload.
You need to tell your wife to stop wasting all your hard-earned money, because Ellen DeGeneres doesn't use any of that stuff. And look how good she looks.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres uses a boatload of it, and look how she still looks.
I think my granny told me once that it kind of... It, like, helps fill in or smooth out some of the wrinkles or something. I think that's
My wife's skin is spectacular. She has great skin, but she should have great skin. Because in addition to all of these things that you put on, and then you, and it's like you have to remove them. It's a step-by-step process. You start with this, you end with it. And then once she has, quote, washed her face, then she starts applying some other stuff for while she sleeps. She replaces, she puts different stuff on for night. It's like nighttime stuff they put on. And it's just a, if she says, okay, right after I wash my face, I know that's, okay, we'll watch it in like 45 minutes because that's how long it's going to take to do this. I don't, look, we all like for women to look nice and women like for men to look nice. It's just that it doesn't take us anywhere near as much time, and we still have the same thing. It's called a face. We have a face. In fact, it ought to take us longer because we have beards, and even if you shave like I do, if you have a beard, that requires maintenance, trimming, or you just or you look like a hobo or, you know, some dirty guy on the street. But that's it. We kind of shave and maybe slap on a little aftershave and you're good to go. Our face is just an important face as their face. You know, it's a face. Yet we seem to be able to get by okay without all that pre and post and overnight. And oh, and they haven't even mentioned the masks that they put on. The, or the facials they go get. You know, after all this other stuff they do for themselves, then every once in a while they like to go get a facial. I don't even know what that means. What's with the cucumbers on the eyes? Is that supposed to, like, reduce bags under the eye? What
I'm
is
not
that?
Sure what that does, but it's supposed to, I guess, help.
A whole bunch of stuff.
It's a huge business, man. We, again, in our next life, and we could do it. We just need, I think, to pretend to be gay, act effeminate, because they seem to trust a gay guy more with their fashion, with their face and their hair. They do.
Remember,
maybe it's because they don't think he's going to reach down and grope their breasts or something, which I would have a tough time not doing if I had, you know, a hot woman in the chair and I'm doing a facial or whatever.
The first time I ever saw somebody with cucumbers on their eyes was the scene in There's Something About Mary where Matt Dillon was down there as a private investigator, I might add, and was searching for Mary. And I had no idea why he was doing that. And when you just said that, I researched it. Cucumbers have an anti-inflammatory effect that helps reduce puffiness.
There you go. Bags under the eyes.
Know-it-all?
Well, he is. That's it right there. But how long can that last? You can't walk around all day with cucumbers on your eyes. What's the lasting effect? An hour? 2 hours? Or does it depend on whether or not you go outside or put some other stuff on? And who decided? Who came up with that? Who found out that? How do you discover that? Do you accidentally fall down face forward if you dropped a jar of cucumbers and when you stand up, two are stuck to your eyes and you take them off and go, hey, my puffiness is gone. Oh, how do you discover that?
What about red? Isn't there something with red meat when you put red meat to your face?
Oh, yeah.
That's a black punched, eye. Isn't it?
If
yeah.
you get punched in the face, it reduces swelling or something.
You always see people put a steak to their face.
Yeah, I thought it was serious.
It's true. Like,
remember they
I've never done that. Never put
Neither
a steak
have I.
On
they face. Would put a steak on their eye if they got hit in the eye or something. Remember that
yeah.
in the movies and stuff?
My second son fell face forward over the handlebars of a motor scooter that he was riding with me, and he went over the front of it and face down on the pavement on the road in front of our house. And when I picked him up, it was all I could do to not burst out crying. He was just disfigured. His face was just completely messed up, and I didn't even recognize him as bloody. The last thing I thought was, I got to get a steak and slap it on my son's face. No, we just went right to urgent care, and they took care of him. I don't know how many people actually put a steak on their face, but there must be something to it. Now, here's another thought. They just came to me in the last several hours, some of them when I'm sleeping. I've talked about before how if the world, like, ended, okay, let's just say some horrible apocalyptic thing, and then the only people left, because we were in the studios of 590, which are very well built, and it's the only thing that survived. And so the only living people on Earth are us. It's Dan, Limey, Tim, and me. That's it. And we have to sort of figure out now, pretty much everything's destroyed, and we got to start everything from scratch. I don't think any one of us could do anything, because like we know there's air conditioning and it's possible. We can't build an air conditioner. And here's a simple one. I still don't understand how people make cloth. Like, there's trillions of yards of material every day that are pulled and cut and made into dress. Who makes cloth? Textile mills, I get that. But who was it that figured out how to make a piece of material, the first piece of cloth, out of what? Some threads of cotton or something?
It was
a sheep back in the day
that they used way back in the day.
But how does somebody figure out how they look at a sheep and they go, I'll bet if I shave that fluffy stuff off of there, I could pull it apart, and fiber by fiber, I'll make a dress. I mean, who did that? And I still don't understand how it's even possible. You take a real, silky piece of material, like a really nice, soft, like an Under Armour shirt or something. I look at that and I go, how do they make that? How do you do that? I don't know. And that's a whole industry that nobody ever talks about.
Think about the silk industry and stuff like that?
No, the material making industry.
Oh, right.
We never hear people say, well, there's something to get into, but it's all textile plants. And there are thousands of people, especially in the South, who work in those plants and crank out this material.
Well, what about back long, long time ago when they used to skin animals and then they'd...
That's probably where it started, actually. Because
you're not making the material, you're using the hide of an animal, and you're stitching it together, like front and a back together.
But think about it, though. Dan might be onto a point, because, back in the day, they started, they just shave or just skin a wolf and then put it on. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty warm. They probably eventually got enough intelligence to realize, well, hang on a second, we could probably take off some of this excess fat and meat and stuff and just have the actual, just the pelt. And then it was probably like a slow progression from there.
Hey, that sheep looks warm.
Okay, but we're missing a step. We're missing a step.
Oh, I'm sure we are.
But how do you go from there to thinking, I wonder if I can make something to wrap myself in that didn't come off of that animal that I made from scratch? I'm fascinated by that stuff. Because somewhere down the line, talk about Bill Gates and all these people, yeah, they're geniuses, but somewhere way, way back, there were some other geniuses who figured out things like how to make a piece of cloth or which foods to eat. I have a quick question my mind just took an immediate complete detour. Has anybody in this room, tell the truth, ever tried mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms? Just tell
no, but I've always wanted to.
I have not. I know a lot of friends that have, but I have.
Can I tell you
I
honestly?
I have.
Okay, I'm being completely honest. I'm really very honest. I'm being honest here. I would actually like, and I know it's better to not do, I would like, I'm curious, because I never hear of anybody, well, he was admitted to the hospital and died from eating a hallucinogenic mushroom. It doesn't seem to be something that kills people or makes them crazy, but I have heard from enough people, and I heard it yesterday in a story about Lorne Michaels. Lorne Michaels went out to Joshua Tree in California with a couple of people, and the story goes that they had some hallucinogenic mushrooms, and that's when he came up with the idea for Saturday Night Live while he was on these mushrooms. So, Tim, you tried it. Was it great?
Well, let me answer the question this way. I've also tried LSD. When I was in college.
LSD
is way, way more powerful of a hallucinogenic than mushrooms.
I'm more scared of it for some reason.
Well, I'll never do it again. I did it a couple times, and I'll never do it again because it freaked me out. It messes with your mind. Don't ever look in the mirror if you do them. I'll tell you that right now.
I can't look in the mirror anyway.
Well, what it does is it heightens your sense. Like, I've never done ecstasy. And I know a lot of people that have, and that's a real touchy-feely kind of drug.
Don't touch that.
But it... It's a mind opening, like you really, the simplest things you delve into them 100 times more intensely than you would if you weren't on that mushroom.
Okay, since we only have a minute, let's talk about the mushroom thing. Mm-hmm. You did it, and what happened, and how long did it take to happen, and how long did it last?
The LSD lasted about 12 to 13 hours. Well, just by comparison, the mushrooms lasted about half that. It was about a 4 to 6 hour buzz.
Now, did you feel like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die, I need to go to the hospital, or did you just feel fantastic?
I felt nervous. It made me feel nervous and sort of paranoid. And it all, I think it was the environment I was in. I was out in the woods. But
that seems to be where a lot of people do it, because that's where they grow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that stuff grow around St. Louis? I don't know.
It grows under cow poop.
People grow them.
Cow poop, doesn't it? Hallucinogenic mushrooms is originally...
I don't think it's just specifically cow poop. I think that's like one way to get them.
But I don't know. When I heard the thing about Lorne Michaels, it made me just realize that we never hear any stories about the mushrooms. They're never included in the list. Well, these are the things that are killing our kids, heroin and meth. And mushrooms never come into it. I think probably because they're... kind of like cannabis, they're natural. It's grown.
Yeah, see, I do mushrooms because they're natural, whereas LSD is man-made. I wouldn't really mess with
LSD,
that.
Yeah. I'm glad Tim shared that, though, because he's not alone. I mean, millions of people have done that stuff, and it didn't kill them, but it's not a good idea, and it's not smart, and I'm not condoning any of it. I'm not encouraging any of it. I'm just saying that...
Hollywood Casino St. Louis is the place to party before and after every concert this year. Whether you want to chill on the 99 Hops House patio enjoying a great selection of brews, or if you want to try your luck on the casino floor. They also offer VIP packages, hotel, free slot play, food credits, and transportation to and from the concert with your own VIP entrance. Enjoy the show. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.